Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our My One Quote podcast with me, Rob.
And me, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, doing good. Anything new? Anything interesting? Anything exciting?
I had my birthday recently.
That is all free. Awesome. How was it?
Yeah, it was really nice. It was great. I went to a gig, a music concert, a gig in Leeds with some friends, and it was really fun. And then on the actual day of my birthday, which was the next day, I went to a cafe with my friend Hannah 2. I'm Hannah 1, she's Hannah 2. And we did some charity shop shopping. Can you explain for our listeners who might not know what a charity shop is?
Okay, so we have lots of these in the UK. A charity shop is a shop that sells things that other people have owned before and they probably don't want them anymore, but they don't want to just throw those things away. They want to let somebody else buy and use them in the future. And the money that the charity shops make tends to go to charities, as said in the name, like places that do, you know, put money towards preventing diseases or to help people in poverty, people who don't have much money, people who don't have access to, you know, good food and water, things like this. Is that a good description of charity shops?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they are. Yeah, as you said, they're like secondhand shops, aren't they?
Yes.
But people give things. People just give them things free. And then they sell those things, and that's how they make money for the charities.
Absolutely.
I am always giving things to charity shops. So I don't really sell things these days. I just give them to charity shops. But I also love shopping at charity shops. I love buying clothes, secondhand clothes from charity shops. You can buy all kinds of weird things, can't you?
Well, when you go into a charity shop, you really don't know what sort of thing you're going to find.
Right.
You could find something extremely rare that you've never seen before, something you might not have even thought existed. And there may be a lot of things that are kind of interesting, but maybe you don't have a use for. So it's very much kind of, every time you go into the charity shop, you'll probably find something interesting or cool, I'd say.
Yeah. I found a crystal ball in a charity shop recently.
My word. Okay.
Yeah, it was only £4.
Now you're going to tell people what their future is.
Well, I tried. I looked into the crystal ball, but all I saw was whatever was on the other side of the crystal ball upside down. So it didn't tell me anything exciting.
I see a price tag that says $9.99 on it. That's a good sign for your future.
So funny.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. So do you have a quote for us today, Rob?
I do have a quote. So I have a quote from someone who is called Leo Tolstoy, who is one of the most famous Russian story writers. And he's got a few different famous stories. But this is from maybe his most famous story that is called War and Peace. This book is very, very good. It's very complicated and it's very, very long. It's over 1,000 pages long.
Have you read it?
I haven't. I have tried to read it on a couple of occasions. I've seen the BBC. They did a what we call a mini series, which is like 6 episodes of a TV show for War and Peace. And that is one of my favorite TV shows I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
So I do want to read the book. But there's always been something that I would rather read coming before it. It's in my list, kind of hovering at, you know, the 5th thing I will get to reading. So maybe one day.
Yeah, makes sense.
And in this book, Leo Tolstoy says the following. He says, "All we can know is that we know nothing, and that's the height of human wisdom." What he means by the height of human wisdom is he means that's deepest example of something. It's the best example. So he's basically saying, I think, that really, really, really smart and wise people, they are aware that they actually don't know anything for a fact. They're not certain about anything. Yeah, you have thoughts, okay?
Yeah, I do. I personally didn't think it meant so much that they didn't know anything for certain, but that the more you know, the more you realize that there is so much to know that you can't know everything. So you might know a few things, but there are so many things to know in the world, that in the universe, that we actually, basically, we know nothing.
This is a good point to make about the language involved here. So the quote says that all we can know is that we know nothing. Now, that could mean we have no knowledge whatsoever, 0% knowledge. Or, as you point out, it could definitely mean that we know a very, very small amount compared to the amount of stuff there is to possibly know. Because this is a good question as well, like in terms of knowing things. Like I could say, I do know that 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at maths, but I believe that to be true. So I could say, oh, Tolstoy's wrong. I know 1 + 1 = 2. But also what I think he means here by something that we know is something that we totally understand. We understand the idea of it. We understand the right emotional feelings to have about the thing. I think he's meaning this. And I think in that way, yeah, it probably is going to be more like you said. Not that we know literally no things whatsoever, but there's so much to know and we don't know very much.
Or, as you said, maybe, you know, it is difficult to know everything about one thing, you know? So if
true.
I say, oh yeah, I know 1 + 1 = 2, there are some cases where for some reason that's different because of something else, I don't know, you know? So I think both could be true in different ways.
My wife makes fun of me because she says anytime she asks me a question, my answer always starts with, well, it depends. Like, I'm not certain. I can't give a straight yes or no answer to anything, because I've said this to one of my students recently. I said, like, there is almost nothing that I am totally confident is true all of the time.
Has it always been like that for you, though? Were you more confident when you were younger? Because I know that I was.
That's a good question. I think maybe, yes. Maybe because, strangely, because I didn't know very much, maybe I thought, oh, I understand everything about how this works. I think I felt that way before, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, when you know very little, you're like, oh, I know everything. But the more you learn, the more you realize, oh, I don't know anything. And it's like when you learn a language, you know, you learn to say, hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. My name is Hannah. And you're like, wow, I can do this. And then you start learning about verbs and adjectives and, you know, tenses. And then you're like, oh, actually, I don't know anything. And I think that's it, isn't it? When you have very little information, you feel like you know everything. But when you realize that there's more information, you realize that you don't really know much at all.
Is this what I've heard before being called the Dunning-Kruger effect?
It is.
It is, yeah. So for our listeners, this is something in, I think it's technically something in psychology, which is the point that Hannah has just made there, that if you think, oh, I know everything about this subject, ask me anything about this subject, I know everything, it's more likely that you actually don't know very much about that subject. Maybe an example I could give is, let's say, because I went to Japan, like, for travel. I went there for, like, 10 days. It would be very easy for me to say, oh, I've been to Japan. I know what Japan's like now. I know everything about Japan. They've got mountains and they've got temples and the people work really hard. But to be honest, that I know nothing about Japan. If you ask me what's British culture like, I would actually find it really hard to give an answer to that question, because I actually know more about British culture.
And you realise that there's so much of it that you can't know all of it.
Exactly.
I think that's a very interesting quote.
Yeah. Some students ask me about some things in British culture, like, oh, do people do this in Britain? Or do people think this way in Britain? And I say to them, it's really hard to say, because we're talking about 70 million people, you know. So, yeah, no, we don't all think the same thing and we don't all do the same things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Okay, so please join our BritCent membership for the English and Korean transcripts with key expressions. And please check the link below for more detail. It's lovely speaking to you as always, Hannah.
You too.
Oh, thank you. And everyone, we will see you in the next podcast.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.